from Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, October 25th, 2011. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This fall, Speak Up for Geography, an effort to get funding for geography education from the federal government, has a goal of sending 10,000 letters to Congress by November 18th. How are efforts like this working to get geography back into schools? Are efforts like a recent AAG press release citing former secretaries of state's support help? What more can those who work in allied fields do? We'll tackle these questions after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Join us for a free U.S. nationwide seminar to learn how to extend the reach of your GIS. Get more information and register today at esri.com/extendyourreach.
Now let's start out with a bit of history. The Speak Up for Geography effort encourages support of the Teaching Geography as Fundamental Act, which has been introduced into Congress several times, first in 2005. And it's legislation that would provide funding for grants to universities and nonprofit organizations for programs to expand geographic literacy among American students and improve the teaching of geography at the K-12 level. It authorizes $15 million per year for 5 years. And per the Speak Up for Geography website, 4,563 letters have been sent to Congress in support of the act. And the site has this form that you can fill out to automatically send letters to your senators and congresspeople. And since you would typically send 3 of those, I'm guessing that the actual number is really just 1,521 people each sending 3 letters, one to each of their congresspeople. As I said, the goal this fall is to get 10,000 letters sent by November 18th, and that effort seems to have started on October 17th, a month before, roughly. And on that same day, which was the first day of GeoInt, the Association of American Geographers sent out a press release highlighting how former secretaries of state and others have backed its resolution, which supports geography programs such as the Teaching Geography as Fundamental Act and urges the Obama administration to include geography education as part of its proposals for improving STEM, that is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education. In addition to Secretaries of State Shultz, Baker, and Albright, a bipartisan group of 12 current governors, other key individuals, and major national organizations and corporations have also signed on to the resolution. And the resolution really has 3 requests. It urges the Obama administration to include geography and spatial education in STEM. It urges Congress to include authorization and appropriations for geography education consistent with other core academic subjects, because currently it is not funded. And thirdly, it encourages Congress to enhance geography teacher training by passing legislation such as Teaching Geography is Fundamental. So all of a sudden, there's this big rush of energy to get moving on geography education. I was somewhat fascinated by this all sort of coming together on the Monday of GeoInt. So let me start with, did this hit the radar at GeoInt? Because you were down there.
Yeah, none at all. It's surprising that they would make it concurrent with the launch of that conference, and disappointing that it was not mentioned. I didn't hear it in any of the speeches. I didn't hear it mentioned as part of any discussion of jobs. In other words, linking jobs with better education, either at the elementary, secondary, high school, or even collegiate level. So disappointing that it was not, and perhaps not even coordinated better with the GeoInt folk. What I'd like to understand better is, where's the sense of urgency in this, and can the momentum be sustained?
Well, where's the sense of urgency, and who is coordinating this, and how are they pulling together all of the different players that could be involved is also sort of a big question. Now, it seems that the Stand Up for Geography website seems to be tied through National Geographic Education, although that's not explicitly stated on the site. And it certainly sounds like the folks at the AAG are certainly tied into the Teaching Geography as Fundamental Act. But how, though, those things are knit together is kind of concerning to me as somebody on the inside, because there are other things that might have been tied to this 10,000 letters effort and this press release from the AAG, including things like the National Assessment of Academic Progress in Geography, which came out in July and basically said, well, we're not getting a whole lot better in our ability to do geography in the 4th, 8th, and 12th grade. Might it have been connected up to Geography Awareness Week and GIS Day, which are coming up in November? Might it have been hooked up with GeoInt, which was happening exactly when these announcements were being made?
Right. There needed to be, as you said, more knitting together of this. There needed to be more effort behind the coordination between not just the organizations that have stepped up to endorse this, but with the professional groups as well. Even though the GeoInt folks and USGIF have endorsed this, it needs more oomph and needs more push from organizations like that, as well as our other professional organizations, ERISA, GITA, those groups as well. I think you stated it clearly. Where was the coordination to really make the push
And get these, if we really want the 10,000 letters, that should be pretty easy if all of those who have backed it reach out to their constituents.
Constituents, exactly.
So let's take a look at actually the organizations and people who have endorsed the AAG's resolution, which include all the suspects you would want, in addition to the secretaries of state and governors, some of whom we'd find very familiar. Governor O'Malley from Maryland, for example, who's been a proponent of GIS in his state for some time.
And spoken at the ESRI conference a couple times, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all the right people in that sense. ESRI is listed here, GISHI, GITA, MAPS.
Right, all the right organizations.
Yes, and anybody you would think should be here is here, including COGO, which was nice to see. NISGIC, USGIF, certainly. And yet, none of those organizations seems to have, I have not yet seen them, reach out to the community to say, hey, we're trying to get the Teaching Geography as Fundamental Act going, go to this website, send the letters.
Here's where I think the what's missing. And I don't for a minute want to downplay the initiative, because it's a great initiative and it needs to be sustained. But I don't think there was the linkage to jobs. I think that if you're going to promote education, you're going to have to promote it also at the back end, which is make the tie-in to economic viability, job growth, the things that the Department of Labor has come out and stipulated with the promotion of the growth expected in the next 10 years. It's a great effort. Yeah, education is great, but we've heard these types of initiatives come and go in the past, and I think where we need to make the linkage now is let's put it in front of the people where it makes a difference, and that's in the jobs. It's kind of that old saying of it's the economy stupid. Well, here it's jobs stupid. You know, you really need to make that linkage better.
Right, and that call is sort of hidden in the act. There are citations to the Department of Labor, some of which are quite old, that again date back to maybe the initial version of this bill in 2005. Hidden. It's in the background, not in the foreground.
Right. I saw that citation, and it made me wonder. That's good, but the way that the act was phrased, it's teaching geography education. Well, it ought to be teaching geography education to spur jobs. It really needed to make that extra link.
Right, or to put that jobs as the main communications topic as opposed to education. This is about jobs, and the way we get jobs is through education, which is
right.
Not news, but it might be news that it is, in fact, related to geography.
Yeah, and so we ought to flip this initiative on its head, which is at the front end, we've got geography and education. Well, that seems to be a boring topic for a lot of people. It's not so boring when you link it to the state of the economy and where GIS, in particular, as I have in my editorial yesterday, which was all about the GeoInt and the prospects for growth, that's where the real benefits lie, is teaching geography. Because when you get to the collegiate level and you want to major in some discipline that includes GIS, wow, there's real potential here for jobs in the intelligence community, jobs in the private sector. It's all of those things, and so the linkage is lacking.
It is, and as much as it's lovely to have the secretaries of state endorse what's going on at the AG and make statements like, and I'm going to quote Secretary Albright, "Geography played a leading role in nearly every policy decision I was involved in as Secretary of State. Young Americans with an understanding of peoples, places, and cultures have a clear advantage in today's rapidly changing global economy, and I am encouraged that the AAG is working with Congress and the administration to build support for geography education at the K-12 level." That's terrific, but it's not linked to jobs, and the jobs, despite what she says, are leading toward the technology implementation of GIS less than the human side, at least right now.
Right, right.
And we have to be realistic about that. But I think she also, if asked, perhaps, she could have leaned this more toward the STEM side than the social science side.
I think your statement was good. I think that it, I'm not sure it had the right urgency in it either. And I think you're right. I think it really could have lent, it would have been more powerful had it been linked to STEM. And the same thing with Baker's comment too. And on a quote from him, it says, "During my career as Secretary of State, I witnessed firsthand how important it was for Americans to understand geography and the world around them." And that is absolutely true, because the world is becoming not only more interconnected, but also more complicated, recent world events in particular. So you have to wonder that a little bit more oomph to making the connection to geography, technology, and not just about the cultural side.
Right, and that idea of urgency. And I think the other challenge with these statements is that they assume that the broader population, and I'll include in that Congress, knows what geography is, the discipline.
Yeah.
And as much as we think about it and talk about it all the time, those of us who are involved in it, the rest of the planet doesn't necessarily know what that even means.
That's the right observation to make. I was just watching a video by Joe Kursky at Esri, and it was one of his introductory videos about geography and what is geography. And the point he made was dead on, because of the things that are very important these days: biodiversity, pollution,
climate change,
and again, terrorism, bioterrorism,
energy management.
Exactly. When you put those kind of phrases in front of a congressman, I think they're going to wake up a little bit more. But to enter into a discussion about teaching geography at the K-12 level, it sounds like the same old stuff, which is memorizing states and capitals. It's not as hard-hitting. You need the punch to really get these people attention. These people are busy people. They're going to just see this as some congressman putting together another act to get his name out there and not related to the things that are really important.
Right. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could take advantage of all of those professional organizations that have signed on to this resolution and have them look at their membership? I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful if MAPS could reach out across its membership and say, let's get a number on a certain date of how many job openings you have right now that you can't fill because you don't have the right people who are trained in geospatial technology.
Right. Yeah.
And do the same thing with ERISA, which is more broadly focused in the local government space. And let's just get a number. Here are jobs that are open that we can't fill because we don't have the right people today, and guess what? That number's going to get bigger.
Right. Yep. That's great. That's numbers mean something to people. Yeah, you want to see that. Congressmen, again, busy people, but give me a reason to vote on this act.
Right. And isn't that what Governor Geringer tells us every time about how to talk to government officials about GIS?
Right.
Right. You got to make this solid case with numbers and back it up.
Right.
So I think what our conclusion is here is that, and I totally agree with you, yes, I fully support all of these efforts. Teaching Geography as a Fundamental Act would be great if it could pass and we could start bumping up and engaging teachers and students in geographic learning in K-12. Absolutely. But I think maybe we need to look at our marketing/lobbying effort, knit all the participants together informally. I know how hard it is to get all kinds of formal kinds of things, and maybe make the focus of that discussion a bit different from where it is today. That's all the time we have. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that a new version of ArcGIS Explorer Desktop is available. This updated free GIS viewer includes integrated GIS capability, support for querying features, and the ability to add geotagged photos directly to a map. For more information and to download, visit esri.com/ArcGIS Explorer. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can do so by leaving a comment at Directions Magazine, where this podcast is hosted, or by sending us a tweet at Directions Mag. Or you can send us an email at editors@directionsmag.com.
From us here at Directions Magazine, we'd like to remind you that our 2011 Rocket City Geospatial Conference will be held November 15th and 16th. Great topics this year concerning the tornado outbreaks both in northern Alabama and Joplin, Missouri, the siting of nuclear power plants, and cybersecurity and location technology. Even if you can't make it to Huntsville this year, join us via webcast. More information about registering for that webcast can be found at rocketcitygeospatial.com.
Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.